Josh, we've all been on the bus so many times, so many years. When you heard last night, what's your thoughts?
Yeah, it's horrible. I mean, I was sitting at home last night, and when I saw that come up on my phone, I mean, just felt sick. I mean, you think for all those players and their families, you know, everyone involved, the communities, it's just horrible. You know, you think about all the times and hours you spent on the bus yourself, and not far from that area. So it's devastating.
Do you have a message for families?
Oh, I mean, at this time, it's so difficult. I mean, everyone's grieving. Everyone has to grieve in their own way. But, you know, the hockey community is there for those people. Those kids, everyone. I mean, it's a tight-knit community, and you know, there's people that will be there to help and you know, do their best to make the process, you know, going forward. And we still don't even know, you know, all the details and everything like that, but there's people that will be there for those people, and the hockey world cares.
Josh, as a young player... memories that are formed, the time spent with teammates on a bus. So what does that mean to a young player in your career? And do you remember any times feeling concerned for those long prairie bus rides?
Well, I mean, the bus, you know, some of the best memories playing in junior hockey. And, you know, it's one of those things. Obviously, playing in PA and being in Saskatchewan, we had a lot of long bus rides, a lot of bus rides through storms and through the night. And, you know, just looking back, I mean, I'm so thankful that, you know, we were always able to be safe. And you know, our bus driver, you know, really did an amazing job for us and you know, keeping us safe. And we were fortunate that way. But, yeah, it's something that it's just devastating. I mean, you think about it going on, you know, going to the playoff game and everything like that. I mean, it's just horrible.
Josh, is it hard to think about a hockey game?
Yeah, I mean, this morning, you know, especially for me, being that it's not far from where I played and where I spent hundreds of hours on the bus myself, going to games, coming from games, you know, middle of the night, things like that. I mean, yeah, it just... I guess it puts things into perspective. It makes you realize how lucky you are, how you have to embrace every day and really enjoy every day, because you just never know when something like that can happen. And it is pretty hard to see something like that happen and you know, try and think about anything else but how tragic that was. But you know, that's something tonight we'll have to be ready to go.